Recording in progress.
Back at it after the weekend. There's my buddy Zoe Thorne. What kind of mischief did you get into this weekend?
I mean, was just trying to avoid the crappy weather. It couldn't make up its mind.
Yeah, right.
Whether it wanted to stay raining all day or not. But there was a, gleaming ray of sunshine when I went to Pure Kitchen and enjoyed a fantastic drag brunch.
I saw that on your Facebook.
Yeah, I definitely have to give kudos to my friend. She brought it up. And then I, because it is a vegan place, I asked my roommate and her sister if she wanted to join us before her sister went back to Toronto. And they were more than happy to. And we had a fantastic time.
Amazing. What was the name of the restaurant again?
Pure Kitchen on Elgin.
Pure Kitchen. And the two drag queens that I saw on your Facebook post, I don't think I'm familiar with them. They were both, just gorgeous.
Yes. So there was four all together. Okay. So Eden Moore, she was hosting as well as performing.
What a perfect name for a drag queen at a brunch.
Yeah. And Eden she's like, Moore. What do you guys want? More. Uh-huh. Like, how much more? And everyone's like, Eden Moore. It's a great drag name. I love it.
That's awesome.
And then also performing, they had the beautiful Love the Drag Queen. And we also had a drag king.
Love, wait a minute. Singer. Love the, you can't just go past these drag queen names because they're always so fantastic. Love the Drag Queen, that's so good.
Yeah, Drag Queen Love. who did, for Swifties. Huge Swiftie love is. So if you're looking for a drag queen that's in love with Taylor Swift as much as you are, go find Love the Drag Queen.
Fun.
We had a drag king, Cyril Cinder. Mm. He was fantastic. Performed in a boot, because fractured his ankle in heels a few weeks before. So performed the whole time in one of those cast boots and did a fantastic job. I didn't even notice until Cyril mentioned it. And I was like, oh yeah, there is a boot on her foot. Poor thing. So, and then Bianca Allen, who I believe is the drag queen of T-Bar. Like the house.
A tease. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, makes all her own outfits phenomenal. Just every performance was spot on. Just everyone looked gorgeous and it was so much fun. One of, I would say, top five best brunches I've ever gone to, for
Amazing.
Sure.
Amazing. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize the investment in clothes and makeup, et cetera, the drag queens make. I've seen it. Time and time again, the wardrobe that they it's a real commitment to that.
Well, I think the people who do understand are all the women of the world. And we're like, see,
fair enough. Fair enough.
It's financially burdening being a woman, even if it's just for a short amount of time.
Yes, it is. I went to my wife does book club every now and then out in Orleans. And whenever she does, a friend of mine is widowed and she and I get together and just have drinks and sort of talk, mental health and how are things going. Nice. It's just an opportunity. Yeah. I've known this person for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. So it's a chance just to sort of sit down, and we ended up at the Tap Room in Orleans, which I've never been to before. Really enjoyed their fish and chips, although the place was busy, and we ended up in the weirdest little corner of the room. You had to go behind the bar and tucked in behind a pillar. It's like if you really want it to be, not seen by anybody and really left alone, that's the perfect seat. I've never seen anything like it. But the food was good. The fun part, though, was the minute I walked in, I bumped into a couple of friends of mine I hadn't seen in a long, long time. So hello to Rachel and Derek, and their band was actually performing on stage that night. So a real bonus getting to see some friends of mine unexpectedly doing what they do best. And, of course, getting to catch up with a friend of mine as well. So there you go. We hope
so were you just peering around the corner, though, to watch them? Because you said you were in this far back. It was, so you're just peering around, just being like, oh, they're doing great. and then go back.
I felt like I was, back in my grade school days, playing hide and seek and peering through the bushes.
I thought you meant you were in the naughty corner or something.
that's my everyday. Come on. Do you know me at all?
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. It's a nice day, this first work day of the week. This afternoon, slightly more clouds than this morning. Still a good mix with enough sun. Later this afternoon, a 40% chance of showers. A high of 14 degrees. Tonight, it goes all the way down to +2, which feels like -1. Tuesday morning, a mix of sun and clouds with only a 10% possibility of rain. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
Yes, we do. 46 drivers on the weekend caught in a blitz along the 401 using their cell phones. Does that seem low to you?
Yeah, from the amount of people I see on like my daily very short right. commute to Handsome House, yeah, that's a small number compared to how many you could probably catch.
With all due respect to the police enforcement, you know, units that are out there doing this, OPP, RCMP does some of it, Ottawa, Gatineau Police, etc. I really think I could probably find 46 people doing this on their cell phones at the corner of Bank and Hunt Club in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, no disrespect. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. Get off your phones, people. It's not that complicated.
Yeah, just dress like a normal person and just like walk through that intersection and just like knock on windows being like, hey, and then flash your badge.
They used to do that too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they should do it more often, but I know they're very time constrained with everything going on.
I'm kind of telling stories out of school, but my weekend in Toronto, weekend before last, the four cars that I was in, three of them Ubers, one of them was a friend of a friend of a friend. They all drove with their phones in their hand. And the nuttiest part about that, Zoe, on the display on their screen was their phone.
Yeah, I know. I plug mine in like, and it stays in the cup holder and I don't touch it. Like, yeah. There's no need for me to. I can do everything through voice activation. Like,
right.
I can even look up the freaking weather. I can Google something as I'm driving.
You can text somebody.
Voice activation. I don't need
You can
to
post
have it
to Facebook
hand.
Hands-free, completely with
I
voice
know.
Command.
Like,
and why do we sound like Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, please put the phone down. The federal budget is tomorrow. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hold me back from my excitement. I cannot wait for that.
I got my climate rebate back today from doing my taxes. So,
I mean, don't you feel wonderful getting your own money back?
I know. Yeah.
So stupid.
I'm like, oh, that'll all be wasted on my next trip to the gas station.
Did you see gas today, by the way?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like $1.70.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I filled up last week and the cheapest place I could find was $1.56. Yeah. So you can tell as of April 1st that definitely kicked in. I was like, what happened to my $1.20?
I'm driving a Dodge Ram, as you know, and I'm right on empty. Like the bells are going off. Like it's at the point now where if I even drive, it's less than 2 kilometers to go pick Sue up at work. Like I may not make it home. Like at
$1.70.
Sometimes
it's not worth me driving all the way out to the Costco. Like it's like, oh, it's not even like that much of a difference. So,
well, the other problem there is I'm at Costco, so I got to go buy some Costco things. Mandatory.
Of course, yeah. There's no getting away from the Costco.
Well, the city of Ottawa, never really leaders on anything, is looking at something Montreal has done and are considering doing that here for this summer. Taking cars off the streets entirely and making them 100% pedestrian zones. I believe we already have that. It's called the Spark Street Mall.
I was going to say Spark Street, right? Like that used to be a road, I guess. And then now it's not, obviously, but what are they thinking of doing this? Like Elgin? Cause they've already been through enough with the construction that happened on that street.
Oh my God. Right. Yes. Good point. I mean, like, and is there really outside of Poutine Fest and Rib Fest on Spark Street, is there really like huge lineups on Spark Street on any given day?
No,
right?
Not really. No. Yeah.
What street? Okay. Other than Spark Street, what street would you turn into a 100% pedestrian only zone for the summer?
Oh my gosh. I just like don't even want to like consider the amount of traffic from being rerouted.
Same.
Geez. Oh God. This is hard to choose, but yeah, maybe like my area, like in like Hindenburg, like some, like a part of that could probably be turned into pedestrian only, but yeah, I really, it's hard to pick.
I mean, Spark Street. Let's just stick with what we've got. Anyway, moving on. We'll end on this. CHEO surgeons are leaving the hospital. They're going to go to Brockville. They're going to go to Carlton Place and support children in those smaller communities. Save them having to come into the city, save some beds, etc. So they are going to do some day surgeries at some of the smaller hospitals. I think that is brilliant.
That's amazing. And like, yeah, it saves the parents like so much concern because obviously True. Like transportation sometimes can Yep. make like issues worse and stressful for everyone involved.
Especially at the aforementioned $1.70 a liter, right?
Exactly. So yeah, I and like overnight stays at hotels, Yeah. if, you know, the child has to stay Yeah. there and stuff. So yeah, I think that's wonderful that they're doing that.
There you go. Your Monday news nuggets. I knew it the minute I saw it. The little voice in my head said, "Don't click on that, John. You know what you're gonna be in for, John." John went ahead and clicked on it anyway, Zoe. Not once, but twice on the weekend. On Facebook. Stories posted.
Shameful.
I know. I know. And I think, you know, part of why I clicked on them is because I just wanted to confirm that, yeah, this is gonna go downhill real fast. And indeed it did. So OC Transpo posted on Facebook over the weekend that they had an award ceremony for some of their drivers, some of their employees. And of course, the first thought that crosses your mind is, oh boy, people are going to just see this as an opportunity to crap on OC Transpo. And they did. And look, we crap on OC Transpo. But
it's like 95% of our personality on this podcast.
But time and place, I mean, you know, like think of, you know, whatever line of work you do, listener, when your employer takes time to celebrate the work you and your coworkers do and there's an award ceremony and a dinner or whatever else, that's not the opportunity for someone to jump in there and go, "I hate you guys and I hate everything you do, blah, 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 blah."
Yeah.
Why are we like that? I don't understand.
But it depends on like, what did they do for their staff appreciation? Did it like lead on to anything? Like, what did they do exactly?
I mean,
for
you
it?
Know, trophies, plaques, etc. There was yeah, nice
no,
little get together.
It was just like there was huge controversy like earlier in the year, at the end of last year, where Sephora, the makeup store, Yep. like hit record profits, and they sent everyone like stale cookies with like a sticker that says thank you for getting us to a new sales record, and that was shredded on the internet. People were not happy that that's how they quote unquote appreciate their employees for doing all that hard work for them.
I am biting my tongue. Do I mention the fact that Bell Media did away with Christmas parties for their employees, or do I not mention that?
Don't do it.
Wasn't in the budget. Can you imagine? Yeah. cat's out of the bag. The other thing I clicked on, so the city of Ottawa also on the weekend posted an invitation to people of the city of Ottawa to participate in a survey about how to make parades better. And the minute I saw it, I went,
oh no.
Right?
Oh no.
And it didn't help. Whoever decided to do the post, of course, elected to throw up a photo of the Pride Parade.
Out of all of the parades we have, like, couldn't you have done like a combo photo of like multiple parades? Like,
but I knew right away, despite that, right? And sure enough, the first post, why do we need to have rainbow parades? Yada, 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 yada. Listen, I know you've been told this a million times, whoever you are saying these things, because as long as people like you respond with that kind of tone, there needs to be a parade. Whenever you're marginalizing somebody, they need an opportunity to stand up for themselves and declare that they exist and seek equality. It's a bit of a protest. Damn right it is. But yeah, let's not forget that there's more than just that parade in this city.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Santa Claus comes to town.
I can tell you right now, the most boring parade I've ever seen was the March of Life one. So they could spruce some stuff up if they'd like, because that was by far the most pathetic and boring parade I'd ever seen. So that would be my comment underneath his comment.
I mean, why do the Sens need to celebrate when they win a Stanley Cup? Why do the Red Blacks need to celebrate when they win a Grey Cup? Because it's civic stuff, because we are living in a diverse community and people need to celebrate things. The other comment I saw was, I think my tax dollars are better spent on other things. Well, I don't think a lot of tax dollars are spent on parades because, well, the aforementioned Pride Parade, I know that they pay the city, right? They basically pay for the police officers, et cetera, and for the roads to be shut down and on and on and on. I know that the Pride Parade is so expensive, I can't even put us in it.
Yeah, well, and the other thing, too, is, like, the Santa Claus Parade, like, it's raising money and, like, toys.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
It's a charity fundraiser, too, for a lot of, like, local community volunteer efforts. And, yeah, you got to, like...
St. Patrick's Day Parade, and on and on and on it goes. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know how much money is charitably donated from that one, unless it's to how many brew companies we have here in Ontario.
I saw that coming a mile away. It's Yow, your Ottawa webcast. Go ahead, poop on us. Feel free. We're at yowshow.ca. Have you done your groceries this week, Zoe?
I think we're going to go later this evening.
Well, you know the golden rule, do not shop when you're hungry because you'll end up buying more. Well, now we know exactly how much more. How much more do you think you spend on groceries when you're hungry?
Don't tell me because I'm always notorious for this because I just am bad about eating, which I think a lot of women can agree. Like we just forget.
Like eating while you shop?
No, just like eating in general. Like we just are like, oh, I should eat food. And then 2 hours later, we still haven't done anything.
See,
about
I'm not taking Sue anywhere unless I fed her first. I know better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I go to the grocery store and I'm like, I should have ate before I came. And then I never do. So
take a guess, though. If you went to the grocery store and you've had something to eat, you're just going to buy what you need. Okay,
but
if you
go down on the prices, right, for how much you overspend.
All right, so you go to the grocery store and you're hungry. $75? That's way high, but wow.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of low because of our grocery prices.
Well,
it just takes one item to get over that.
Where are you shopping? Whole Foods? Jeez.
Loblaws. Wow. Roblaws, as we like to say.
who, by the way, their no-frills chain is now offering their own cell phone service. You can buy no-name, no-frills cell phone service. Boy, if you don't pay that bill, no dessert. And they mean it. No dessert. They will close off the dessert aisle.
No thrills for you. Or phones or texts.
The answer, by the way, if you're shopping for your groceries and you're hungry, $35 more.
Okay, we're doing better. Maybe there's like a couple extra bags of chips and like maybe a couple extra things at Kraft dinner or something.
Except, you know what? As it turns out, the biggest impulse buys at the checkout are actually really healthy things. 33% of people buy bananas.
Oh.
30% of us buy grapes and 22% of us buy apples. So it's $35, not horribly
spent.
But
if you think about it, that's something that you could like eat while you walk around. Like you get the bushel of bananas, but you take one while you walk around and eat it. I'm just saying, grapes too. It's a bag full of grapes. You just eat a couple while you're walking through the store. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I don't know anyone who would have ever done such a thing, Zoe.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Good sleep is so important for your mental and physical health. As part of your empowering self-care routine, make sure that you're getting enough rest to renew your energy and keep up your strength throughout the day. When you create a calming bedtime routine, like taking a bath, reading, meditating, being digital free, it can also enhance the quality of your sleep, making you more effective and empowered in your daily life. So remember to prioritize your sleep. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
What is the stupidest sport you've ever seen in your life?
I guess, I don't know. It's obviously not a sport, but I think it's a real cop out for gym teachers. Sorry to call y'all out, but clearly you're having a bad day and nothing prepared when you bring out the parachute and make everyone lift it up and then hide underneath it. Like, could you just like not like just grab the dodgeballs and just whip that around for an hour? Because I feel like I get more cardio in that way personally.
You ran a lot from the dodgeball, did you? And by the way, the minute you said dodgeball, I can smell the dodgeball and I can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Ting!
And Milky, the point is to run away. That's probably why you hear it so clearly.
I was first out every time. I was just... The parachute thing is fairly athletic, though. I mean, it's no different. Like, if you've ever gone to the gym and you've done, like, you know, the rope thing, where you're, you know, shaking the ropes back and forth.
A little bit more weighed down than the parachute.
Well, whatever.
I just think it's a cop out.
All right. Noted. It's on the record. Whatever sport you think is the stupidest sport, for me, it's got to be cornhole.
Really?
Come on, you're throwing
a beanbag. Take some hand-eye coordination.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm pretty good at cornhole, so I'm just
that's
like,
why you like
take
it.
That away from me.
All right. Well, maybe we can agree on this as being the new number one stupidest sport ever. Introducing car jitsu.
I'm sorry, people are putting cars in like jujitsu locks. Like what?
Oh, I love that. But no,
they're fighting cars. They can't even fight back. That's not fair.
So it does involve some jujitsu. It does involve some judo. And it also involves two really big people inside a really small car.
So they're not even on top of the car. They're in the car. They're inside. Oh, you know, maybe doing jujitsu on top of a car.
Picture two guys my size in like a smart car duking it out. That is what car jitsu is. Yes.
All I can see is the guy being like, I got him. And he's like, you got the headrest.
Like, a gear shifter would cause some serious damage, I think. Oh, man. If you'd like to see car jitsu for yourself, America's first ever official car jitsu championship was held recently. And life-changing video is now available on YouTube. Car jitsu.
Buy your tickets today.
I can't imagine Mr. Handsome ever saying this. I certainly wouldn't say this because I've been married for a long, long time. You only say it once. You never say it again. You never reply when she asks, does my ass look fat in these jeans?
As long as it's a fat with a PH and not a...
Oh, I see. That's the get out of jail free card, is it?
That's what I always say to him as a joke.
Has he ever asked? Well, have you ever asked him and has he ever answered?
No, because I feel like that's like placing a landmine in front of a puppy.
Damn,
and telling
right
him
it is.
Not to step on it. Like, it's not very fair.
All this to say, I can now answer this question confidently if it's ever asked to me again. Does my ass look fat in these jeans, this skirt, etc.? The answer is no. It does not, and science has proven this, Zoe.
Oh.
Gitnuck's market data have analyzed women's butt sizes by nationality to find out who has the widest and most narrow of hips.
I missed that survey. I'm very insulted.
Which country do you think has the biggest butts?
Wait, are we talking natural or unnatural?
Good point.
I don't judge.
That's a whole thing now, isn't it? Butt implants.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a weird one, by the way.
The Brazilians are known for it, apparently.
They are. And Brazil's not even on the list, so we can eliminate them. Yeah. No, we're talking natural butts.
I was going to say at least third place for Brazil.
Nope.
But okay, natural butts. America?
Funny. That's what I thought, too. And America, before you get upset, I was going to lump Canada right there with you. Right? We're kind of one and the same in how we treat foods.
We all like to hike and...
Yeah, plus, don't forget...
Run marathons.
We have the beaver tail and the poutine here, which doesn't help either. Anyway, the USA is number 11 on the list. Canada is number 9. The biggest butts in the world. Germany at number 5.
Oh.
Greece at number 4.
Okay.
Sweden at number 3.
Sorry, what?
Sweden.
Oh, sweet. Sorry, you said it with your accent, and I was like, what did you just say?
Yes, I put the French accent on Sweden, you know, the home of IKEA. Argentina, number 2. Isn't that where BB Rex's heritage is from?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
Oh, why didn't I say Barbados? Like,
Well, because that would also be wrong. Number 1, the biggest butts in the world. Congratulations, South Africa. The average butt, 41.73 inches. The things you learn on Yow, your Ottawa webcast.
Get it.
That is it for today. Available as a podcast on Spotify. We're on Apple. Google is abandoning podcasts, but we're there for now. You know what? It's just easy to go to our website. Go to yowshow.ca.
And if you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye!